Proclamation number 3201 of 26th of July, 1944. Representative of Christian doctrine must live in love. Every representative of the Christian doctrine must live according to it himself, otherwise he will have little success with his fellow human beings. Christian doctrine preaches love, therefore its representative must also live in love in order to first find followers, because a good example encourages imitation. But then he must also teach the truth, and he can only receive this truth through love, i.e., he himself must be active in love in order to be instructed by God and the truth. Only then can he pass it on and proclaim his teaching in the world as a true representative of Christ. The Christian teaching of love thus contains the truth within itself. It is the only path that leads to truth and thus to knowledge, for man will never ever reach wisdom, the spiritual knowledge that corresponds to truth, by any other path than through love. Only love leads him into this knowledge, and therefore love has to be taught first. And therefore the teaching of Christ is the teaching proclaimed to people by God, and therefore it can never be portrayed as man's work, for it contains divine wisdom which no human teaching can exhibit. It is very simple and understandable for every human being. It is also acceptable and not difficult to follow for the one who is of good will. And he will also soon become knowledgeable as soon as he lives in love, as Christian teaching demands. And this is how you recognize Christ's teaching, that love is only ever preached, that the human being is admonished to be gentle, peaceful, patient and merciful, that love for his neighbor must therefore always prevail if the human being wants to lead a God-pleasing way of life. And as soon as he makes this effort, he stands in the light, i.e., in the knowledge of the pure truth. Therefore, if the representative of Christ on earth wants to stand up for his teaching, he first has to live a life of love in order to provide his fellow human beings with the evidence that only love leads to wisdom and that then the human being will have fullest knowledge and everything that happens in the world will be understandable to him, because he will be able to recognize cause and effect and because he knows that a life without love has a destructive effect but that love sustains everything and therefore cannot be eliminated. Christ's representative on earth will always provide the evidence that he is wise as soon as he lives his teaching himself, and then he will also be able to present it to his fellow human beings such that it appears acceptable to them. And then it will meet with approval and spread, for then it will speak for itself. Therefore, only people who live a life of love themselves can be considered as Christ's representatives on earth, otherwise they are just dead words which don't go to the fellow human being's heart and therefore don't inspire activity of love either. In that case, however, no knowledge can be attained. People are far removed from the truth, they may well be Christians in word but not in deed, and then those people will also lack the profound knowledge which can only be born from love alone. Amen.